Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you hate your job? Do you love your job? Maybe you handle a little more on a Monday. On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, author and founder and CEO of PFS Brands, Sean Burcham. Sean in Jefferson City, Missouri this morning. John, Sean, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Glad to be with you today.
So what difference does it make whether your employee is happy or not in what they're doing, as long as they're getting the job done?
Well, absolutely. The big thing about it is if you like your job, that ultimately portrays in all the way through your life. So, ultimately you take care of your customers better, but there's more things that could come along with that. You're happier at home. You've probably heard of people that go home to their spouses and they do hate their job, so that rubs off on their family life. So there's benefits from that perspective, and it's even been proven that people are generally healthier because when you get depressed and you're not happy, sometimes you eat things and you create habits that aren't necessarily good. So lots of reasons that it's important to be happy at work. We all spend a lot of time there, right?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, my dad always used to tell us, find something you're passionate about, and if you are, you'll put the time and effort in, and if you do, then you're going to be happy at your job, and the money issue isn't as big an issue if you love your job, even if you're not making as much as, instead of just going after money.
Yeah, that's a great point. So many people do try to chase the money, and they ultimately end up being unhappy because, to your point, they haven't found something they're passionate about. I've said that over the years to people that come and work for us. Hey, if you don't like it here, that's fine. It doesn't make you a bad person. We try to create a great work environment. But at the end of the day, I encourage everybody, including my three daughters, to have something they're passionate about.
Sean,
make a great point.
Whose shoulders does this fall on, though? Is it the responsibility of the employee to make themselves happy at work, or is it the responsibility of the management to make it a happy environment, if you will?
Well, I think it's a combination of both, but the ultimate burden definitely falls on the employee. But there's a Gallup poll out there that essentially says 70% of the U.S. workforce is disengaged at their work. So that's a huge number, right?
Wow.
So at the end of the day, it is up to the employers to change from the old command and control type environment to a more realistic, modern-day work environment and create a place where people can do that for themselves. But ultimately, it's on the burden of the employee, but they've got to have an environment where they can excel.
Is that why we see in especially some of the FANGs the environment of there's a ping pong table in the lunchroom, or they have a juice bar that's available to the employees? You see this targeted at the millennial crowd, that they create these fun spaces within the workspace.
Yeah, absolutely. You're seeing a lot of those things. I'm a big believer in culture isn't about ping pong tables and pool tables, even though we may have those types of things and other employers have. At the end of the day, I think it's more the millennials you mentioned. I think it's more about the why and being able to tell them why they do things, why we as business people do things the way we do it, and ultimately just creating engagement through caring about your staff and making sure they fully understand what the business is doing.
I just read one of those LinkedIn, people post a lot of stuff, and somebody said people don't typically quit their job. They quit their boss. They can't stand their managers.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big believer in that. In fact, that's written in my book. That's one of the things that is proven out there is they do leave those leaders. However, a lot of those leaders are working for disengaged companies and companies that ultimately create that type of a culture. So much like we talked about people going to work, if you're a leader that goes to work in somewhat of a toxic environment, obviously that's going to begin to wear you down, and you become that type of leader that maybe you don't want to be, and ultimately that's just an endless cycle of people leaving the organization.
So be responsible for your own happiness at work.
Absolutely.
Keeping score with GRID, Straight Talk Strategies for Success. Sean Burcham, BURCHAM.com. We'll put a link on KDKRadio.com. hope somebody reaches out and changes the fact that they hate their job today, Sean. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. And everybody have a great week.
Yeah, just for the record, we love ours. Just in case
great.
Boss
I'll
is
make
listening.
Sure to pass yeah. that along.
I'm yeah. sure. Please do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.